Sing meu som.
Tá bom, tá. É mínimo.
Some God, bless the glorious God, adore the great I am that I am, worship Jehovah God, and throw him on high, lift him 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 high, lift Jehovah God high, lift the El Shaddai God high, lift the El Shilayon high, Elohim high, Adonai high, the everlasting God high, the glorious God, lift him high, let every living creature lift him high, let every soul lift him high. Magnify the Lord, exalt him and exalt him and worship him and proclaim him that he's your God, he's your Father, he's your Maker, he's your Redeemer, he's your shield, he's your refuge, he's your deliverer, he's your buckler, he's the lifter of your head, he's your strength. The eternal Father, the Elyon, the Adonai, the maker of the universe, the rock of ages, the railway maker, the way maker, God of all possibilities, the God of all solutions, the Lord that brings water even from the rock, the Lord that commanded even the desert to gush out water, the Lord that divided the mighty sea just by the blast of his nostrils. Who is like unto him? Wave your hands and adore him. Wave your hands and you worship him. Wave your hands and glorify him. Wave your hands and throw him on earth. Declare that he's so awesome. He's beyond description. His wisdom is greater than all the heavens. His knowledge, oh yes, his knowledge cannot be imagined. He's wonderful, he's mighty, he's great. Who can stand before him? Who can oppose his works? Who can oppose his power? Who is he that can stand? Who is he that can hinder him? The God of the whole heaven. Yes, Lord, he rided upon the wings of the wind. Yes, Lord, he stilled the storm. He commanded even the rain to come in his own season. Oh, yes, the sun in his own season. Oh, Yahweh, Lord Judah, God of all glory, God of all flesh, the Lord has opened, and no man can shut. He opened the womb. He maketh way. Hey, Yalalora Yakadaba Kayakataba. Rika Poria Pakosheke. Rima makoporia pakoria ba meke pori pokoseke lima kadeke le borobo rika kakapori katoria ba ye makoli kotoli mari popota raka kaka ya koni kotoroko seke teke le kata mekando ropokoria raka taria baria ye kele kraka maria kata raka la kata ba ya koria. Ye monde kerima koseka, ma libro poco sekeria, rokoto propo kodeya, reke poriko poco seka. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jeki oru go si lori aye mi o. Jeki oru si kaye mi ko dara ki ji dakero.
Jeki oru si.
Ki oru go si
lori.
Yes, Lord. Oh,
Jesus Christ, as I was seated there, and I saw veil over life, and I saw in the spirit, I saw a veil in the eyes. I said, why must there be veil? There must be veil upon hearts, upon lives. Why? Why must there be veil? The veil must be broken. The veil must be destroyed. I was just looking at it. Does it have a connection with what we want to share today? Ourselves, just pray for your people. Many people have allowed veil to cover their lives. And I want you to open your mouth this morning. We are starting immediately. As the Holy Spirit gives us direction, we continue. We're going to pray where the enemy has put veil over your life. Every veil. You know what veil means? You know what veil means? Weird that it is that covers your glory, cover life, cover direction. It does not allow you to see. It does not allow you to even know what to do. It does not allow you to make a way. It does not allow you to know the solution. It does not allow you to know what the next step to take. You just see that veil is upon your mind. Your mind is so blank. Your mind is so
it doesn't make anything. You are well down, you are weary, you are tired, you do not understand what is going on around you, you do not know what next step to take. Tonight, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will wage war against all the things that the enemy has cast upon your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Arunla ti shiwuli alori. Wo iji joja. Ola ti dakeroro. Bobo iji ta ti wo. To wala ti lati rondira. Bobo iji. Bobo iji ata tegu. Ti sponsor. All the storms that the enemy is bombarding your life with. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you're going to decree. By the name of the Lord Jesus, this veil must come out, must break. Break. The power of the anointing is here to break this veil. The power of the Holy Ghost is here to break the veil. In the name of the Lord Jesus, by the reason of the power of the anointing, all veils covering lies and covering glory. In the name of Jesus, we break you. Rakata yakataba yakabaraba. Rikaporia kosika yakuta. Rimakata pori katoria. Sheketeke le moroko tsupariakata. Mekete proboko supia. Je makantoria ba. Zenkrakata. Raka poria poria bo. Je katakuri makosupa. Lakarakata kaya. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we cross, we break, we cheer, we cheer. Every veil, all veils that have been placed, or placed upon destiny, placed upon life, placed upon glory, placed upon the beauty, placed upon the real life over this life. In the name of Jesus, you are broken and cut off. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, you jobba. Jesus, you jobba. Baraye fe, baraye ko. Jesus, be one number fe to bako. Wagna asofu emi re. Fe, onko to bani na ye me. Mo fe koko. Jesus lati jobba ni na ye me. Jesus lati farahan. Agbara Jesus lati farahan. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the power of God must be manifest. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are so many things that we are going through that we ourselves, we are the one that are working against ourselves. You are the one, when you are supposed to pray, you keep your mouth shut, you are working against yourself. And it's just a veil that is cast upon you. And we make you to be looking all around. It will make you to lose focus. It will not permit you to cleave to the world. And just look and say, what are they doing? It's just because the Spirit is on assignment to make sure you do not participate and enjoy the blessing of God. So you are going to speak to yourself. You speak to your life. All things in my life that are fighting against the manifestation of God's glory in my life. All inside me, everything that is in me that is contending against the manifestation of power, of grace, manifestation of God's glory in my life,
all forces that are contending and working against me, that are embedded in me, all that are fighting against my glory, fighting that dwell in me, you are destroyed today. I am against you. The power of the Lord is against you. Arise with the power of the blood of Jesus. Arise with God's judgment to pronounce destruction upon every power, even inside me, working against me, working against my life, working against my glory, working against the power of the Lord, working against manifestation. Open your mouth and pray. If you like, continue to look at me. Well, I pray to you, the Lord will deliver you and set you free. He will set you free from this hole of the wicked who is desperate to destroy your destiny. By the name of the Lord Jesus, your destiny will not be destroyed. We hijack your destiny from the hand of the wicked. We hijack your destiny from the hand of the enemy who is desperate pursuing you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, get your spirit out. Get your life out from the power, from the hole of the enemy that is contending and working against you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the Lord, deal with issues in your life. Deal with issues in your life. Deal with issues. All the strength working, all the forces in within you, embedded and working over you, embedded and living in you, embedded and working against you, working against you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is making you to look depressed, making you to work against your cancer, well, God's cancer, working against you, or you to move forward. In the name of the Lord Jesus, break out, break out. Today, break out. I break out from all limitations. I break out the forces within me, the spirit that is contending with God's glory, the spirit that is contending with God's power within me. In the name of Jesus, I break off from you. I break off. In the name of Jesus, I break off by the power of the Most High God. Mirabo shikayaka, zekata burobo shikaya, zinkatali moriabaka shikaya, masopo robo robo, zikayakatali abalaba, zingaye morobo. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God must be honored. Must be honored. Must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Hallelujah.
God must be honored. Must be honored. Must be honored.
Rakata, glory must be revealed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus must be honored in my life every day.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the sacrifice of the power of the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the power that redeems us, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ that purchases us. We thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus that destroy and prevail over the enemy. Lord, we thank you, King of glory. And this morning, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we acknowledge the spirit that raised the body of Jesus Christ from the grave and gave him life again and made him to rise and made him to ascend to heaven. Father, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because you are seated at the right hand of the Father, because you have not finished your work with us. Thank you very much because you are interceding for us. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we bring our lives before you. We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus that all the veils, all the things that have been blocking the manifestation of your power, of your glory, of your presence, that have denied us, O God Almighty, to show your glory in the land of the living. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we decree, let the anointing of the power of the Spirit of God destroy them. In the name of Jesus Christ. This yoke is broken today. Veil, you are broken. Veil, you are broken. Veil, you are broken. Veil, in the name of Jesus, you are broken. Veil, you are broken. In the name of Jesus, veil. By the name of Jesus Christ, you are broken in this life. Oh, you veil, you are broken. In the name of Jesus, let heaven be hope. In the name of Jesus Christ, and let the presence of the Lord fill and take over the lives of every individual. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Please have your seat. Still addressing some issues, but we want to share a few things together. The matter we want to address is the matter of unmasking the mystery. Unmasking the mystery. When you talk of the mystery are things, mysteries are things that are deep things. Things that are very deep that you, it could be deep things in the, deep things in the realm of the spirit, which could either be in the light or in the darkness. In the light or in the darkness. And deep things, I look at it as what we can call intellectual strongholds that has kept a number of people in bondage. And they pray. But no solution. They pray. No issue. They pray. Things are the same. They pray. No advancement. They pray. No solution. And that is why some people say, does this prayer work? Prayer works. I can tell you, more than 1,000%. It's because when the secret, the deep secret things are kept from someone, then it will just be laboring. Nothing will come forth. My prayer tonight, that all the mysterious issues in your life, things that you could not explain, things that have defied, it appears that has turned you to say you do not know how to pray. Today, the Lord of heaven will destroy the whole of this mystery. In the name of Jesus, every mystery behind your ordeal, every mystery behind what you are going through that you cannot explain, you do not know the reason, you do not know why,
by the name of the Lord, the King of glory, the light of the whole universe. In the name of the Lord Jesus, it will bring light upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. When we talk of this mystery, a professor of surgery, is it? You call it surgery now or surgeon? Professor of surgeon. Is it surgery? It's a surgeon, but a professor of surgery. A professor of surgery. He was sharing a testimony sometimes. And he's a man of God. And he said something. He said he carried out an operation on someone who had a bad leg. And then he did the operation. He finished the operation. And he got home. He rest. And when he rest, something happened to him. By the time he woke up, he could not walk again. The leg that he operated with that person, you know, the thing, you know, backfire on him. And he said, it took prayer and an anointing of grace of God to deliver him from that yoke. And you look at it, of what connection, particularly we young children, we young ones, you say, maybe it's chewed too much. But these are mysteries that you cannot explain or with your naked eyes, except the Lord open your eyes. Except the Lord open your eyes. Mysteries, I call it, they are intellectual strongholds. And you know what strongholds means? They hold that the enemy take and say, it will not permit you to understand what you are going through. It will not permit you to know the secret. It will not permit you to know, you know, to get out from this problem. It will not permit you. And it just, and you will continue to wonder. But today, the fire of the Most High God will visit every foundation of mysteries in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. The scripture tells us, in the book of Psalm 74 verse 20, the scripture says, the dark places of the heart are full of cruelty. 74b, verse 20b. The dark places of the heart are full of cruelty. In other words, the dark places of the world are full of wickedness, evil. So if you are doing your thing anyhow, somebody was talking yesterday. He wasn't talking to me, but he was talking to somebody that sat beside me and was talking on the phone. And I was shaking my head. And I said, and she started talking. I just can't shake her, That one, you're a woman. You see, but they can take your word anywhere, anytime. I was just shaking my head that, hey, this person does not know some hidden work of the cruelty of wickedness, the wickedness of the wicked. It is not when you please them that they will leave you. The matter is, you must be on God's side. You must be on God's side every moment. And that is what can make you to prevail. It is not that you are appeasing them. It is not the issue of appeasing. It's the issue of staying with God. Who will give you victory? And so, let's look at 2 Kings chapter 2 before we begin to pray now. 2 Kings chapter 2. We'll look at it. Verse 19. And the men of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord seeth, but the water is tall, is not, and the ground barren. And he said, bring me a new cruse, and put salt therein. And they brought it to him, and he went forth into the spring of the waters, and cast the salt in there, and said, thus says the Lord, I have healed these waters, there shall not be from thence any more dead or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elijah, which he speak. The water of your life will be healed today. I say, the water of your life will be healed today. But the matter is, it took the Spirit of the Lord to reveal the mystery behind the water that was bad and the land that was bad. It took the Spirit to make Elijah to identify that it is the reason is because, look, go, if you want a solution, go to what? To the source. Go to the source. Go to the source. Go to the source. So get new bow or new cruise and put salt there. And go to the source. And as you do that, something will happen. Today, we are going to the source of issues in your life. You are going to rise on your feet now. You are visiting the source of issues. You are not going to deal with just like somebody who is cutting grass, and then after 3 months again, he will cut grass again. After 5 months, after 2 months, he will cut grass. After 2 weeks, he cut grass. Enough is enough. I said, rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. If you are with me, rise up. Go to deal with the issues. You are going to the issues, roots of issues in your life. Root of matters. Root. The foundation of issues in your life. I'm going to declare war against you, against them. And you are visiting them by the fire of the Lord. But first and foremost, would you like to raise your hands unto the Lord? You like to cry with me. Heavenly Father! Heavenly Father! You are not speaking. You are not speaking. We are going to the source. We are going to the source of issues. And the sources of issues, there are things that have been there for years. I don't know how many years you are. And I don't know how many years your father or your mother, even if they are alive or they are not alive. I don't know. And it's not an issue that you speak. It's an issue that a cry that we reach heaven, that we demand and command the host of heaven to come into your rescue and say, what is the matter for this boy? What is the matter for this child? What is the matter? We can hear his voice. We can hear his cry. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I surrender my life to you. In the power of the Spirit of God, I acknowledge the sacrifice of my Lord Jesus Christ on the cross for my life. And I stand by the power of resurrection in the name of Jesus Christ to go to the issues of my life, to go to the root of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, every evil influence, evil work that have been planted working in my life, today in the name of Jesus, I visit them with your judgment. In the name of Jesus, judgment of destruction, judgment of your fire, your indignation, your brimstone, your hailstone, let the wrath of God roast them. In the name of Jesus, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Go ahead, slaughter, slaughter in the realm of the spirit, slaughter them, slaughter them, rakata yakata, slaughter them, all the rules, all the issues, the mysterious things, Holy Ghost, mayakata yakata yakata, the unseen, the things you cannot search, you cannot understand, even the word you understand, you don't know the way out, but today, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, today an end has come. We're going to the road. We're going to the road. In the name of Jesus, the storm, the root of storm that has followed your parents and is still working over you, that has been working against your mother, working against your father, and is flowing to your life. By the name of the Lord Jesus, you are separating your life from these issues. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Let us say after me again. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I stand by the name of Jesus to attack the habitation of cruelty in my life. In my life, every habitation of wickedness in my life, in my destiny, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I break you, habitation of cruelty, habitation of wickedness, habitation of demonic power, habitation of evil power, in the name of Jesus, I break, I scatter, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I demolish the structure, in the name of Jesus. Rika payaka tapayaka, Maria Pontaya, Rika prakata yakoria bako shekaya, Meka boria baka dekete, Rika kata kaliaba, Ma shekere kerekate, Ma sokrobo, Meka laba, every habitation, habitation of evil, habitation that are deep dwelling in this land. Oh, what are you doing? We are crowd. We bring you to destruction. We bring you to destruction. In the name of Jesus. Where the habitation of struggle, habitation of failure, habitation of disaster, all habitation of wickedness. They are all habitation of wickedness. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hardship, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, failure, yes, by the name of the Lord Jesus, the habitation of wickedness. And they must get away out tonight. They must break. Their wall must break. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Zeketeria bako sopria. Zengalia baria bako shekaya. Zengalia probo shekaya. habitation of lack in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Poverty, treated as poverty, struggle, hardship. By the name of the Lord Jesus, this is not your place. This is not your place. You have built your habitation this life so long. But today, in the name of Jesus, we've come to attack this habitation by the reason of the power of the anointing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, retrogression, backwardness, stagnation. By the name of the Lord Jesus, you are habitation of the of cruelty. Cruelty. Oh yes, your power is broken. Your grip is destroyed. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yekata yakata bayakoporyaka. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Some of us, we've been suffering from witchcraft activities. Today, that hole of witchcraft will be broken. The witchcraft activity have diverse ways of working. We are not here to spend our time on this area, but the Lord, you know, will have opened your eyes, or you will be sensitive to issues in your life, and you have been seeing some strange things in your life, been seeing some strange mark in your body, been seeing some strange happenings. You're seeing that you are being weighed down, being weary. You've been seeing that you want to do some things, you are unable to do them. These are all manifestations of witchcraft operations. You get to examination, you know, everything becomes blank. As if you didn't read before. As if you didn't know anything before. Or you get to the examination, you begin to experience headache. You begin to experience, you know, all manner of headache and all manner of things like that. It's as a result of witchcraft activity. But the matter is this. You must submit yourself to the Lord today. And as you submit yourself to the Lord, the power of the Most High God will liberate you. The Holy Ghost is here to liberate and set you free and break the yoke of witchcraft. We are going to be prayed and ministered to individually, you know, because of the time now. Maybe we would like to suspend the others because that issue of witchcraft has been upon my spirit. Witchcraft. And so we are going to pray on this matter. Maybe you are a man, you have been visited, or you are a woman or a lady, you have been visited, has been seeing so many strange things. Once you are seeing strange things, I will plead with you, just take a step forward upon the altar here. The Lord is going to set you free. It's not just going to be a prolonged prayer. All that we need is just the power of the Lord touching you. And the power of the Lord is going to set you free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We would like to sing a song before the Lord. We're going to sing that song. And those of us who have been under the siege of witchcraft, we have been under the hold of witchcraft, we have been under the oppression of witchcraft, we have been under the dictate of witchcraft, we have been under the direction of witchcraft. It has been the witchcraft that have been working, dictating the pace of your life. I don't know if you, whether you are from, you may not be seeing it right now, but you have been seeing some strange visitor around your life, or strange voice. So today, that yoke is broken. Please, can you come forward because of our time? Can you come forward because of our time? Want you to stand and be looking. Those of us who are not in the front, pray that wherever the enemy is hiding in your life, it might not be manifesting now. It might be waiting for a particular time in your future. It might be waiting for you to take a step. It might be waiting wherever the enemy is waiting ahead for your future, for your progress, wheresoever, by the name of the Lord Jesus, begin to deal with the issues in your life. I don't know whether he's waiting for your convocation or your matriculation or your examination. I don't know the junction, whether in your job, whether in your marriage, whether in wherever, wherever, whatsoever they have released, whatsoever they have spoken, whatsoever they have spoken over your destiny. And you are waiting, you are there, you are not praying. By the name of the Lord, you will pray and destroy all the yokes of the enemy.
Oh,
Nesio.
Papa mio.
Ele dami. Akiri sore. Asore kiri. Kambi esi. Ele da alabu.
Oh, yeah.
prayers before we drop the microphone. Three prayers fast. I'm going to second the first one. We're going to pray. Every journey orchestrated from the pit of hell. Every journey orchestrated from the pit of hell that the enemy has said you will go through in life. By the name of the Lord Jesus, you are terminating that journey today. You are terminating. You are saying today, the power of the Lord terminate that journey. The journey of failure, the journey of frustration, the journey of affliction, the journey of fruitlessness, the journey of backwardness, the journey of barrenness. By the name of the Lord Jesus, every evil journey orchestrated from the pit of hell, every evil journey that has been orchestrated, that has been manipulated, that the enemy said, I must go through, by the name of the Lord Jesus, I terminate, I destroy. That journey is not me, it's not for me. I cannot go through evil journey in the name of the Lord Jesus. All evil journeys, I terminate. I terminate journey of evil, journey of suffering, the journey of disaster, the journey of backwardness, the journey of failure, the journey of shame. Holy Ghost, we say, Lord, you will deliver us today. You will deliver us today. You will deliver us from this journey. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The second prayer. God will declare. Evil arrows. Open your mouth. Evil arrows that have been fired against my life, against any part of my organs, against my brain, blood, by the power of the blood of Jesus, I command this arrow to be rooted out, rooted out, rooted out back to hell. In the name of Jesus, all evil arrows, fire upon my brain, fire against my academics, fire against my career, fire against my organ, fire against my health. Evil arrows, all evil arrows, that have been fired from the pit of hell. Every evil arrow, Savaya, from the kingdom of darkness, from the witchcraft world, from familiar spirit world, from the water spirit world, from the prince powers of in the air, in the water, in the moon, in the sky, by the name of the Lord Jesus, wherever they gather, by the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare, I root you out, I root you out. Evil arrow send to my womb, evil arrow send to my reproductive system, I fire you back. Rokoria bakaja kataya, mekelekele ako sopaya, marakala baria bashekaya. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Prayer you are going to pray. Wherever the enemy has set a trap, snare, they have set a snare against you. There are two prayers you will pray with one. But you will pray that prayer. All the traps that the enemy has set against your life, every trap they have set, every snare they have laid, they want you to fall into the pit they have prepared. The pit they have prepared, they have said, you see yourself falling. When you sleep, you see yourself falling. You fall into to something, and you want to declare, you want to get out of this matter today. Today is the time, the Holy Spirit is here, the anointing is here to rescue you from all the trap and the snare they have set before you. and by the name of that's the first prayer you're going to pray, and you pray along also all form of confederacy, networking, that have all those who have gathered together. They say they will not allow you to go, or they want to scatter God's plan over your life. You're going to decree destruction upon their oppression. You're going to decree destruction upon their counsel in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those two prayers, we like to pray on them. We like to open your mouth and pray. Every snare, every trap, every snare and trap that they have set before you, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I destroy them. I break them. I crush them there. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I should break all civil snares and every trap they have set before every life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I break, I decree, the power of the Lord rescue our lives and our soul and spirit and body. The power of the Lord rescue us. The power of the blood of the Lamb rescue. Break it, Makariaba, every confederacy, networking, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all gathering of wickedness, all gathering of wicked people, all gathering of the evil one against this life, against this destiny, against this church, we bring them to destruction in the name of Jesus. We bring them to destruction in the name of Jesus. We bring them to destruction in the name of Jesus. We lift out the blood of the Lamb for your people and even for the church. Oh, thank you, Father. We will begin to bless the name of the Lord and begin to exalt his holy name. Begin to give him glory and praise. Worship him.
In Jesus' name we are prayed. There are some revelation which the Lord shows some people in our midst, and I just want to quickly, two in particular, that there's somebody in our midst, anytime you want to take a decision, you are worried. And when you try to open your mouth, you won't be able to speak again. So at the end of the service, please come and see me. I'm going to pray with you. The other one is that you have a dream that you are alone in the house. You saw yourself, you are kept there alone in the house. You need to be liberated. After the service, come and see me. I'll pray for you. But God has laid on my mind, in writing of this prayer, where I might take about 5 or 10 minutes maximum, but we'll do that because God laid it on my mind specifically. The prayer we're going to pray this morning to run down this faith clinic. It's not when you join hands together, sometimes you pray prayer of agreement, but this one is not about prayer of agreement. That the God of the Almighty, that the strong should strengthen the weak. That some are strong, some are weak. That we have to join our hands together, that the strong my strengthen the way. So the prayer you are praying is not the prayer of agreement. That's what I'm trying to say. Joining this morning is not for prayer of agreement. That is the strong my strengthen the weak. And as the Lord was telling me that, and I just remember something which a doctor in training was sharing with me. I'm sure Dr. Ayola may be more knowledgeable about this. Said there is a form of medicine. It's not conventional medicine. I don't know what they call it. That they use is it electric rays or electrons to kill, to treat a patient? So, yeah, that just the ray of light, something like that. They pointed maybe to say, I don't know, so they use it. So, and if medical science can do that, if we join our hands, those who are weak and those who are strong, we have the strength and the grace of God, the power of God will flow through. No, and do the work of healing, the work of strengthening. So now that I say, I don't know, I'm going to take about 5 minutes. I will try to be as short as possible. Actually, I didn't want to come up and disturb Pastor Otoyi when the Lord told me. I wanted him to finish because I knew we need to do it. So I don't know where everybody we are going to. Is it fun to form a circle with the number here? It doesn't. I only want 2 or 3 people, maybe Sister Abigail, and they will also join their hands. Maybe Sister Tokwe, and maybe 2 choir members, they just come at the choir stand here. Where's the second microphone? Yes. But apart from that, let the rest of form a circle. Let's form a circle. And before we do that, I want the media to project Joel chapter 3, verse 16. Okay, maybe, Sabiga, maybe you shouldn't, just hold the microphone, join your hands. Everybody, let's all of us join. Let all of us join. Everybody join. The circle must not be broken. Maybe I should just stand in the middle. I don't know. Should I stand in the middle? Why did I say yes? Please make sure you are part of the circle. It doesn't matter how long it takes. Move away. I want move away from the wall. Move away from the just here. Those who are moving away from the wall, don't stretch to the back. Move inside. Do you hear what I'm saying? At the gallery, please come. People at the gallery, please. We don't want to waste too much time. You know, some people are doing exam and they don't want us to really. Now, if you look at this scripture, we open the service with Joel chapter 3, verse 16. And the Lord shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth shall shake. Hallelujah. The Lord shall roar out of Zion. This morning, I am pleading with God that he will roar out of Zion. And the Bible said that, and after utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heaven shall Oluwa. Asoro arasan ijiaja iji emi mimo ni ade da gbogbo idekun ota iji taye ko leleyi iji esu ko la nso pe ko ja be a so pe ki oluwa ko ye ki ara o san ki iji o ja iji emi mimo gbogbo igbekun to de awon eniyan ko be si ni ja ki oluwa ko be si gba agbara lo agbalagbara let your power flow
in this place let your healing come
maska papa
in this place we call for signs and wonders
makaska papa
in this place
Father, let chains be broken. Let the weak be strengthened by the strong. Let the power of the Holy Spirit flow through your people. Break chain, 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 break chains, break chains, break chains, break chains, break chains. In the mighty name of Jesus, Makata la baba, Makasanta la baba kasana. Let the weak be strengthened by the strong. Let the weak be strengthened by the strong. Let the weak be strengthened by the strong. In the mighty name of Jesus, Makas Kantalaba, Raka Kaka Kaka, Raka Kaka Kaka, Raka Kaka Kaka, Raka Kaka Kaka, Rekeke Sepo, Rokoko Soponiko, Makasapa, Braka, Baka, Bakapa, Supapa, Rikaka, Ranga Sida Lakasiba, Rekeke, Rusa Dalaba. Now, before I run all the prayer, we take this song. We sang in the morning. Mole moba, motunba apada. Mole moba, motunba apada. Mole moba, motunba apada.
Gogo ire, gogo ire,
tota. Yes, mama, 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 can.
Mole moba,
motunba apa. Man se ke 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 ke. Ma so ko 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 ko. Ra ka 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 ka. Ra an sa ka ka ka. Ra an da ka ka. Mas ka 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 ka. Mas ke 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 ke. Ra ka su ba ba kanta la ba. Ra ka sa pa pa. Ra ka ka sa ba. Ba ka ska ba ba ba. Ra ka 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 sa pa la ga. Mo le mo ba. Mo tu ba a ba da.
Mo le mo ba.
Motunba apada mole moba otunba apada
gbogbo ire
ohun gbogbo tota gbalo wo mi mole moba motunba apada mole moba motunba apada mole moba motunba apada ohun gbogbo tota. Now begin to ask for restoration, 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 restoration. Ma ka 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 ka. Mans ke 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 ru mama. Ra anga ga 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 ga. Ra inde ke 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 ke. Ra inda ka subaba. Restoration. Restoration, 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 restoration. In the mighty name of Jesus, makata la baba, rakaskaba, rakaskama, rangaskimba, rakasiba, raanda kasaba, raanda kusaba, raanda kasaba, rainda kaskiba, raando koko, robokoskobobo, rekesepo, rokokoshe. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now we are going to pray that the anointing of God will flow through us now, and every chains in our lives will be broken, and miracle will be wrought. Deliverance will come. Way maker, miracle worker,
promise keeper,
light in the darkness. The light of God flow to now. The light shine into darkness and darkness comprehend it not. Let the light of God chase away every trace of darkness in the lives of your people now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Waymaker,
miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.
My God,
that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.
My God,
that is who you are. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let the power of the Holy Spirit flow from the strong to the weak. Among us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be flow of electric current of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be flow of the electric current of the Holy Spirit. Round this circle. In the mighty name of Jesus. Power God flow through. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Let the weak be strengthened. Let the weak be strengthened.
Let the weak be strengthened. Let the strong get hands. Let the weak be strengthened. Let the strong get hands. Let the weak be strengthened. Let the strong get hands. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let chains break. Let chains break. Let chains break. Let veil be removed. Let veil be removed. Every veil, cover every life. Every veil, cover every glory. Every veil, let it be removed. Let it be removed. Let it be removed. Let it be removed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Chains break. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Let veils be removed. Let veil be removed. Let veil be removed. Let veil be removed. Let veil be removed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Power God flow to your people. Power God flow to. Power deliverance. Power deliverance. Set free. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. I declare liberty to the bondage. I declare liberty to the oppressed. I declare liberty to those who have been hindered. I declare liberty to those who have been stagnated. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' name we are praying. You can go back to your seat.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you have enjoyed and experienced the touch of God this afternoon, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Daddy, God bless you for those wonderful ministrations. The Lord will continue to re-equip you in Jesus' name. Amen. There are some wonderful people in our midst this morning. They are prince, they are princess, they are king, they are queens. You are worshiping with us for the first time in this auditorium. If you are there seated, today is your first day in Cedar. Rise up on your feet as we welcome you in our own way. If today is your first day in this church, you are welcome. People around them, let's greet them, let's welcome them.
We are the righteous of the Lord, holy redeemed people of faith, building disciples for the Lord. As sin was our pursuit, we are the righteous of the Lord, radiating the glory of God in this promised generation.
Welcome. You are welcome into this place. You can have your seat, but after the service, you will come to the front here while the pastor's delegate will meet with you. This is Cedar Generation, a place where we raise generation of people that are holy, people that are healthy, people that are highly successful. We radiate the glory and beauty of the Lord in this perverse generation. So today, that is your first time, and if you are here this morning, I tell you, you have not missed your road. This is a wonderful place to be. God bless you as you worship here this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. We have Senate meeting. Asherifan Danu Bridge Senate will not be holding this week. Cedar Children's Club will be holding by 5 p.m. at Road 18 Senior Staff Quarters, OAU. Quarter Senate will hold today by 5 p.m. at the designated venue, the midweek services. The midweek services continue this week as usual. Our Wednesday, we have interactive Bible study by 5 p.m. inside this church premises. We are treating a topic now, biblical principle for walking in his purpose. If you want to know how you can walk in your purpose, in the purpose of God for your life, Bible study on Wednesday is a place to be. So deem it fit to be here by 5 p.m. On Friday, we have our hour of encounter. It is a time that we travel in the place of prayer and we touch the heart of God, and God in turn touches our life. So Friday, this Friday, you are welcome by 5 p.m. as we pray together. Let's package our offering, our tithe, our offering, and our partnership offering. Package them as I run through the remaining announcement. Parakin Eleyele Road 7 Senate members should please wait at the end of the service for an important meeting. The meeting is very important. So please wait at the end of the service. Wait at the end of the service. Also, the drama unit will be waiting immediately after the service for a very important meeting. It promises to be brief. The decoration units are to wait at the end of the service. And those intending members, the member who wants to join the decoration unit also, please wait at the end of the service. You can see Mrs. Toyin Akonle. She's seated at the back there. You can see her at the end of the service, and every other member should please wait for a very important meeting. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Something great is going to happen in August. If you are happy about that, jam your hands together. Amen. It's going to happen on the 1st of August to 3rd of August. It is Cedar Children Camp 2019. If you are happy about that, please do it well. Clap your hands together. It is a time dedicated to bring all our children before the Lord and for them to have an encounter with God. The date is 1st of August to 3rd of August 2019, venue, Redeemers International School, Ifewara, the Redeemers College, Ifewara. That's the venue, Osun State. The registration fee for each child is 1,000 naira. But as parents, if you have more than that, you are welcome. You can give it also. God is expecting something worthwhile from you and I. Also, as for the children's camp, if all the members who want to support in cash and material things also should make it, should kindly submit it to the children department. If you have any material, you have money that you want to give them to support the material, to support the camp, so that the children will have wonderful time in God's presence and they will as well catch fun. Please, the material things, you can have food, you can have toys, everything that you have, please bring them to the children department. It is needed there. The payment, let's not forget, the payment should be made on or before 31st of July. This is important so that they can make proper preparation for the program. The following people should please wait at the end of the service for important meeting. Is very, very important. Dr. Olushola Adetoro, Dr. Adeyeye, Brother Samuel Popola, Brother Wale Omikunle, Bro Faith Bolaji Blessing, Bro Kunle Alagbe, and Sister Abigail Akinpelu, please wait for a very important meeting. The meeting is very important, and also it will be brief. There is something that will be happening on the 27th of July. From the department of the Cedar Institute, I invite their representative to come forward as they share what will be happening on that day. Join your hands together.
Good morning, church. The church is powerfully packaging a business workshop through Cedar Institute. It's called REBASE, in acronym, Reigniting Entrepreneurial and Business Advancement Strategies for Efficiency. We are going to be featuring four important aspects. We're going to be talking about how to conceptualize and develop business ideas. Secondly, we are going to take you through how to register your business. Thirdly, we are going to talk about branding, rebranding, and of course, marketing. And fourthly, if the media will probably help me try to project the thing, we're going to be talking about, like I said, idea conceptualization and development. We're going to be talking about how to brand yourself. We're going to talk about how to register yourself. And fourthly, we're going to talk about how to write business proposal. A lot of young entrepreneurs today, they are talking about how to raise fund, how to get fund. But if you know how to write business plan and proposal, you are one step to getting those funds. You can get fund from Lagos State Entrepreneur Fund Scheme. You can get from IIN, you can get from Tony Elimelu Fund. You can get grant, you can get loan. So the church is actually powering all of this and packaging all of this for young people and people who are into business. Thank you.
Amen. I invite the pastor to pray on the offering.
Lift your offering unto the Lord. Heavenly Father, as we lift this seed unto you, let the level of our life be lifted higher than it is today. And be lifted to the level to which we make us to rejoice in you more than ever before. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless this seed. We bless the giver. And we rebuke the devourers in our lives in Jesus' name. Provide for the needy in our midst. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are prayed.
Let's be upstanding as we dance. Sopa bira, go see papa bira, come and salon bira. Go sopa bira, go see papa bira, come and salon bira.
To read, that's what we see. Hosea.